And it is God's gift for us to enjoy. So there is a person behind the wonder and the glory that we see in creation. Secondly, there is a purpose for creation. God has a plan and a purpose for your life. And each, like those fingerprints that Emma was talking about, each and every one of us has a unique and an individual plan and a purpose for our lives that is God's design. We are called, as with the whole of creation, to reflect the glory of God. And the purpose of creation, one of the purposes, is to give us our nourishment so that we might live out our calling. The Bible tells us that every seed-bearing plant and tree is there for our nourishment and blessing. So we are strengthened to fulfill our purpose that he has for each of us. Thirdly, there is value in creation. Now, my environmental convictions are not the topic of the sermon this morning, but on Harvest of All Days, it would be wrong not to mention the human impact that we have on the earth and the resulting need for human ownership of the impact that we have on the earth, because nothing changes if nobody changes. There are small things that each and every one of us can do to be better stewards of the beautiful creation that we're given, to be a better blessing to this precious earth. Some really simple changes we can make, switching in red meat for white meat as often as we're able, just consuming a little bit less dairy, and my favourite one, not flying fruit and vegetables around the world because we want to eat them every day of the year. If you think about it, we put raspberries on a plane in Peru and we fly them to London because we want to eat raspberries in February. If you actually stop and think about it, that is madness. That is madness. We can eat seasonally because we're not trying to just save the planet, we're actually trying to save ourselves because we rely on God's good creation. Number four, creation is not the same as creator. Creation is distinct from creator. We don't worship creation. We love it. We are inspired by it. We see the stars in the sky and the beautiful views and the mountains and the fields that we happen to live in this beautiful part of the world. But we don't worship it. It points to the one that we worship. This is by far my favorite time of year. And I constantly rabbit on the changing leaves as we drive around Letchworth. That inspires me to worship God. Creation is distinct from the Creator. Number five, creation is entirely dependent upon God. The first four words in the Bible, in the beginning, God. It began with him. Creation is dependent upon God. Number six, creation is endowed with order and with beauty. I actually find it really helpful, particularly when I'm very stressed or things feel a bit overwhelming, get out into nature, go for a walk, and occasionally I'll actually take the time to stop and look at something in detail, a beautiful view or even like a beautiful flower, the intricacy. When you look at the fine detail. Personally, I cannot be left with any other feeling than there is a design behind this. This hasn't happened by accident. It is too beautiful and too extraordinary. Creation is endowed with order and beauty. Seven, creation is open to God. There is no pit we can fall into that is deeper than the love of God for us and for his world. Isaiah 43:2 says, when you pass through the waters, I will be with you. When you pass through rivers, they will not sweep over you. When you walk through the fire, you will not be burned. Creation is open to God. Eight, creation is good. God looks on all that he has created. And of course, we have to factor in the fall. Not all that we see is good, but all that God has created is good. And he looks on it and thinks, I've made no mistakes here. I have no regrets over any of this. And so he looks on us and doesn't see our flaws. He doesn't regret making us. He makes no mistakes when he looks on the beauty in his creation. Number 9, creation belongs to God. We all have a deep, deep desire to be known exactly as we are and to be wanted. And that's what we see when we come into the presence of God. We have this revelation in our hearts that we are known exactly as we are. And he still longs for us. He loves us and he wants us with all our foibles and weaknesses and brokenness. All of creation belongs to God. And that which is not us, we have a stewardship over. We have a care for. And that brings me to point number 10. In creation, we are given a care of duty. And I've said enough on that already, so I'll leave it with that. We are called, we are chosen, and God's people, when they arrived in the promised land, the land of milk and honey, the very best that creation had to offer at that time, realized that that wasn't the end of their story. Just as Jesus' resurrection wasn't the end of the story for the people of God. We are living in a time now which is before the book of Revelation. We have a chapter of our own to write, which comes back to that specific plan and purpose that God has for each and every one of us. The words redeemed, saved, resurrected, recreated are just the beginning as we are equipped to live out the rescuing, saving love of God. We are actually co-laborers with God in the harvest field. We receive the love of God, the goodness that he has for us in all of creation, and we raise our voices in gratitude and thanksgiving. What we offer in our gifts, our crumbs of what he's given us. And like with the psalmist, we join in the extraordinary privilege that it is to sing our praises, our rousing hallelujahs. The harvest that we offer to God today is not just a kind of a cut of our food, the things that we bring in sacrifice. It is a harvest of people. Our calling and our mission field now is to bring the love of God to his people, to worship him and to invite those who do not yet know him into this dance of love, to join us and to join with the whole of creation in a roof-raising alleluia and thank you, Jesus. I think there has been some incredible creations going on down here, and I'm sure we can see some of those in a moment. I'm going to ask Louise to come and lead us in our prayers. Can't see Louise. Where's Lou gone? There she is. And I'm sure we can get to see some of these wonderful creations in just a moment.
Everybody. So for our prayers today, we're following the theme of big and small, and there's a response that I'd like you to try and join in with today. We're going to be using some Makaton signing, which is a system of communication, and it's great in our worship because when we pray, we can pray through movements and actions just as well as staying still. Okay, so let's have a practice of our response. So first of all, we're going to say, praise God. Praise God. Now, I'm right-handed, so I'm going up to the right there. If you're left-handed, you'll do the other side. Praise God. And the sign for big is nice and easy. Big and small. And then we're going to say, hold them in your hands. Okay, so if you don't know what words to pray, this is a really easy one to do. You can do praise God for big and small, and then this is the really important bit. We're asking God to hold them in your hands. So it's like I'm holding something with, that's my right hand because I'm right-handed. I'm holding something in my hand, and that's what we're asking God today. So you can shut your eyes, you can move around, you can sit and watch, you can join in with your hands. However you want to talk to God now is absolutely fine. Let's pray. First of all, we're going to think about the space and the universe. Think about all those planets. Think about the Milky Way. Think about the asteroids. Think about the strange-shaped planets that you've seen in Superman films. It's so big, our universe. And now we're going to think about people who travel in space, space rangers, space explorers, scientists. And we're going to ask God, we're going to say, praise God for big and small. Hold them in your hands. Let's think of our world. Think of the countries that you know about. Maybe you've visited other countries. Maybe you're lucky enough to have been abroad on holiday. Maybe you've heard about countries in the news. Maybe you know somebody who's from a different country. Maybe you have friends who are from a different country. Our world is so big. 8 billion people on our world. It's so big. Now think about people who might be having a hard time. So maybe people who are at war. Maybe people who are hungry. And we're going to say, praise God for big and small. Hold them in your hands. Now we'll think about Letchworth or the town where you live. It might be Stevenage. I live in Hitchin. And we're going to think about all those places in your town. Think about the schools. Think about the parks, leisure centres, swimming pools, if you have two. Think about the police station, industrial areas, shops. Places that you like to go, churches, mosques. Think about all those places in your town. And now we're going to think about all the people who will benefit from the foods that we brought today and the foods that we regularly bring for the food bank. And now just think about one person or one family or one group that you know in your town. And we're going to pray. Praise God, big and small. Hold them in your hands. Amen. And we are now